This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. I hope you're with me in hour number one. I hope you're with me on Friday, because I wrote a column on Friday. I want to read it to you because I think it's that important. And I know so many of you are with me some days, not with me others, some hours, not others. And so you don't catch everything I do, but I think it's important. The column was my nationally syndicated newspaper column that was out yesterday, Sunday, in newspapers around the country and also conservative websites like the Gateway Pundit and Town Hall. And it's entitled Treason. Afghanistan disaster is more proof Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. The tragedy and catastrophe that just happened in Afghanistan is more proof positive of my contention that President Biden, his family, and his Democrat puppet handlers are China-owned. They are doing China's bidding. The Biden crime family is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Joe Biden's stolen presidency is the best thing that ever happened to China. I don't need to remind all of you what just happened in Afghanistan. Everybody saw it. The question is, can you believe your own eyes? How could this happen? This is the worst debacle in U.S. foreign policy history. And it threatens to become the worst catastrophic failure in U.S. military history. Why? Because it was all foreseeable and preventable. And remember, I wrote this to make it come out on Friday. I wrote it on Wednesday, I think it was. Some of it on Wednesday, some of it on Thursday. But over the weekend, all this became more of a reality. It's worse than I even imagined. And it was foreseeable and preventable. If only Biden and the Democrats were as good at foreign policy as they are at rigging and stealing elections, we'd be ruling the world instead of taking orders from the freaking Taliban. But can you imagine taking orders from the Taliban? Are you kidding me? We should be bombing them till there's nothing left of them except cockroaches and insects sucking on their remains in the mud. Taking orders from the Taliban? From Islamic extremist nutjob murdering scum? But that's life under Biden. But all those American GIs dead and wounded and all of their devastated parents isn't even the worst-case scenario. Biden is leaving Americans behind to fend for themselves. And I was right. As of today, they were left behind to fend for themselves, including what they claim is 7 busloads of women who might be dead now. Certainly could be hostages now. Certainly could be being raped 20 times an hour. Biden is leaving Americans behind. There is no way out. How many will be murdered? How many will be tortured and raped? How many will be starved? How many will be held hostage for a $1 billion ransom? This is like shooting fish in a barrel. They're trapped in a country controlled by ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. This is potentially the greatest PR scenario ever for ISIS. I've warned for many months now that Biden is the most corrupt president in history. I believe he and his family are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. Everything Biden has done, every action, every statement, every policy since his inauguration has weakened America and enriched China. None of this can be a mistake or a coincidence. Joe Biden and his puppet handlers are Chinese-owned. Let's examine the mistakes in Afghanistan. A picture will emerge, and the picture is that these aren't mistakes. First up, who evacuates the military first, leaving thousands of American citizens unprotected from bloodthirsty savages? Who does that? Everyone knows you evacuate the citizens first, then the equipment, and lastly the... No one anyone could be so stupid to send the military home first. This was no mistake. This is treason. It's not just Biden. All the military big shots involved are guilty of treason. You didn't say to them we can't leave $85 billion on the battlefield? So if they'll use it to kill us and Israel and all of our allies? Are you crazy? Secondly, who leaves $85 billion of military equipment on the ground? Overnight, we just made the Taliban the 26th most powerful military in the world with your taxpayer money. Who does that? No one is this stupid. This was no mistake. This is treason. Third, who puts the Taliban in full charge of security for American citizens? Am I losing my mind? This is insanity. That'd be like putting the Gestapo in charge of getting Jews safely out of Germany. Nobody's this stupid. This was no mistake. This was treason. Everyone involved in this decision should be arrested or court-martialed immediately. Tragically, our Obama and Biden appointed military leaders are too focused on COVID vaccines for an illness with a 99.7% survival rate, critical race theory, climate change, purging all white conservatives from the military, and paying for transsexual operations. Biden trusted the Taliban to protect our soldiers and citizens? The Taliban? Aren't they the enemy? Aren't they radical Islamic extremists? Don't they execute people in the street? Don't they steal little girls to rape them? Wasn't the whole Afghanistan running for their lives a few days ago from the vicious, bloodthirsty Taliban? But now you made them our partners and protectors? But wait, it gets worse. Biden gave the names of our citizens and Afghan allies to the Taliban to allow those people through the gates of the Kabul airport. That's a kill list. You know the Taliban's going to hand it to ISIS to hunt down all our people. The U.S. government has officially named the Taliban, quote-unquote, terrorists. Right? The government says Taliban is terrorists. And Biden is handing the names of our citizens to terrorists? This is no mistake. This is treason. What president would even consider leaving Americans behind to be murdered or held hostage for ransom? This is no mistake. This is treason. Who spends 20 years, trillions of dollars of taxpayer money and American lives and limbs and then just turns tail and runs away so China can waltz right in and take possession of all the lithium and the rare earth minerals worth trillions? No one is this dumb. This is no mistake. This is treason. Every action Biden takes weakens America and enriches China. The open border, shipping COVID-infected illegal aliens all over our country to make us sick. Vaccine mandates for a vaccine that I believe makes us sick. The budget-busting green infrastructure deal. Killing our energy industry. Paying millions of Americans to not work. And now, disaster in Afghanistan. Biden is destroying America and helping China become the dominant force in the world. And what just happened in Afghanistan will certainly lead to another disaster. China will surely see this weakness as an invitation to invade Taiwan. Want to bet? China will take over Taiwan sometime before the first of the year. Want to bet? These aren't mistakes. This is treason. When is someone going to march into the White House and arrest the feeble, weak old man with dementia? This is treason. Do you understand that? Treason. The president is a traitor. The people around him are a traitor. I mean, he's brain dead. He's a dummy. But there are ventriloquists. When he speaks, they're talking. Those people are traitors, communist scumbag traitors. We just abandoned Americans and our friends in Afghanistan. Do you know what's going to become of them? They already took an American helicopter today. Remember that scene from the movie with Al Pacino, Scarface? Do you remember Scarface? Remember when Scarface, Al Pacino's... not friend, but actually like enemy. He's kind of his drug, drug dealer boss. His drug cartel boss. and him are down in like Venezuela somewhere or Colombia somewhere, and they're talking about a new drug deal, and he's mad at him for speaking for him. He says, shut up, I'm the boss, I'll speak for you, you don't speak for me. And then they invite him to go on a helicopter ride, and then Pacino looks up, and there's the guy hanging outside the helicopter about to be pushed off it with a rope around his neck, and they push him off, and he hangs right there. His neck snaps, and he hangs and dies, and Al Pacino sees them kill his boss, who's a bad guy, and Al Pacino becomes the boss. Do you remember that scene? That happened in Afghanistan today. They took an American helicopter just to give a good finger in our face, a middle finger, and they hung one of our Afghan friends from the helicopter. And they flew around with him, his neck broken and him hanging in midair. That guy trusted us. He helped us and trusted us. And I'm telling you, he's probably got a wife. And there's 52 Muslim extremists who are all raping her right now as we speak, ripping her to shreds. And then they'll chop her head off when they're done with her. And then they'll rape her after she's dead. Don't forget, they love to rape bodies of women after they're dead. This is what you're dealing with. Animals. Savages that need to be carpet bombed. It's incredible. And in the United States, Chase Bank tells General Michael Flynn, a hero general, they're canceling and closing all his bank accounts and canceling all his credit cards. And they claim that continuing to allow a decorated military hero access his bank accounts creates reputational risk for Chase. Yeah, he believes that the election was stolen. And he did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. The Biden administration had people that did 50,000 things worse than this guy. 50,000 times worse than this guy. He did nothing. He made a phone call to a world leader. And they set him up, and now they're unhappy because he's out and he's telling the truth about a stolen election. Chase Bank, you're scum. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to VetsAndHorses.com today.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them we're sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
So many crazy things happening. Larry, a big fan of the show. Thank you, Larry. Larry writes in, Wayne, exactly what law is violated for a fake vaccine card? Can CNN staff be fined and jailed for fake news? I like that. That's a good one. I mean, this whole country is fake. Every word out of the administration is fake. Every word out of the CDC is fake. Every word out of the World Health Organization, WHO, is fake. Every word out of Biden's mouth is fake. But a fake vaccine card doesn't violate any law. There is no law. Crazy, crazy. I have so much more to tell you about the vaccine, so much more to tell you about Afghanistan. Just sickening what's happening in Afghanistan. God knows what's happened to those 7 busloads of women. But again, until it's verified, I don't know that it's true. You know what's funny is the liberal media accused me of being a guy that, like, makes things up or exaggerates or conspiracy theories. I never say anything that isn't true. I'm reporting what I'm seeing, and I'm telling you, I don't know if it's true. No idea. Are there 7 busloads of American women that were turned away at the airport that have been captured by the Taliban and may all be dead or at this very moment being gang raped and brutalized and then killed or held for ransom? I don't know. I know there are thousands of Americans left behind, hundreds to thousands. I know there are thousands of Afghan allies left behind who are all going to be raped and tortured, dropped off buildings, heads blown off. Or just plain tortured to death. Maybe they don't even drop you off a building or blow your heads off. Maybe they torture you slowly. These are sick people, sick people. And they should be carpet bombed until they give every American back and until they give back $85 billion worth of American military equipment. Carpet bomb them. I want to read this thank you letter. I read it once last week. I'll read it one more time. From Joanna. Thank you, Wayne. I want to thank you and Andrew Paul, who's my executive producer of this show, and everyone at USA Radio Network for introducing me to Energized Health. I met you back in April and in June at the Ahern Hotel for the Energized Health events. I joined in July, and now in August I've lost almost 20 pounds, but more importantly lowered my blood sugar from 250 to 350 range to 90 to 120 range. I've had diabetes since 1999. Have been told by doctors it was impossible to reverse diabetes ever. Plus, I was told I would never see this low numbers again because of my age and how long I've had it. All doctors want to do is prescribe more and more drugs. I've been overweight most of my life, even had weight loss surgery. Energized Health has taught me to forgive myself for all the years I wasted being 150 pounds overweight and move forward. I learned when I criticized myself out loud, my body was listening and the negativity was holding me back. I started listening to your show on October 2nd, 2017, the day after the awful shooting in Las Vegas, and not one time have I ever disagreed with anything you ever said. I recently talked politics with a complete stranger at a grocery store, and they said, "You are so intelligent and well-informed." I wanted to say to them, "No, I just listened to Wayne Allyn Root, the most intelligent person I've ever known, because I consider you family now. Thank you for saving my life and making me a happier, healthier person, Joanna." Wow. Thank you, Joanne. I almost started crying reading this letter. At wonderful news that you've changed your life and lost so much weight and reversed diabetes, and B, the nice things you said about me and that you think I'm family. Thank you, Joanna. I think all of you are my family, too. I love this show, and I love all of you, and I appreciate every single one of you, every listener, every fan. Energized Health. Go there now and take action. EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. You only have a few days left. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, get that too. Add your spouse, someone you love, or a best friend for free. And then you could just divide the cost with them. The buy one, get one free offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action, so get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free, energizehealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. So is that just today or is that tomorrow? Let's see. Tomorrow must be the 31st, right? Yeah. You still have today and tomorrow. You have a day and a half. So contact Energized Health today or tomorrow, and then the offer is gone forever. What a great offer. What a great letter. When I get back, we've got guests. Let's see, who do we have coming up? We have Joseph Curl, former editor of the Drudge Report, former White House correspondent for Washington Times. New website is a very conservative version of the Drudge Report, which has gone fully liberal. It's called offthepress.com. He'll be here with the biggest news stories of the day. And then Jason Miller will be here. He's got the new social media platform, the alternative to Silicon Valley and big tech liberal commie scum. His alternative is called Getter, G-E-T-T-R, Getter. And he'll talk about the lifetime ban by Twitter of Alex Berenson, the former New York Times science reporter. Now lifetime ban, just like Wayne Allyn Root. Well, the Taliban has a Twitter account. Can you imagine? And how social media is looking to steal the midterm elections. Jason Miller's with us in just a few minutes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visiting a union hall in Delaware to mark Labor Day. Biden making a stop at an International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers location in Wilmington. The White House saying this particular hall Biden visited helped host a vaccine clinic earlier this year. Over half of Entergy Louisiana customers have access to power. Officials saying crews are making great progress in repair since Hurricane Ida struck 8 days ago. Around 70% of Entergy New Orleans customers can turn their lights back on while Baton Rouge is fully restored. Regarding electricity being restored, LaToya Cantrell, mayor of New Orleans, says progress is being made.
We expect more to come online and gradually throughout the day and, of course, every day.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you. with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Anybody who ever listens to my show knows I'm one of the world's biggest dog lovers. I don't know how anybody could not be. America's a nation of dog love. I think you deserve the penalty if you leave a dog to starve to death or die of thirst in the heat, chained up in the heat, or to die at the hands of Taliban extremists. Do you know the worst has happened? We left the dogs behind. U.S. contract working dogs, all of them beautiful German shepherds who protected our troops, have been abandoned at the Kabul airport after the last plane left, and they're all inside cages. The Taliban will let them all die there, starve to death, or of thirst in the heat in their cages, or the Taliban will let them out and butcher them. This is how disgusting our administration is. They left the dogs. I don't even know what to say. They left people, and I just can't believe it, but I'm a dog lover. You can't leave dogs. You can't. They're the service working dogs that protected our troops, and they were ordered to leave them behind by the Biden administration. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. They've got to be arrested. Everyone involved in this needs to go to prison. You ordered the murder of dogs. That's what you've done. You've left them to die. My God. We've got our guest here, Joseph Curl. I can't believe that this is my country. This is America. Joseph Curl's with us, former editor of the Drudge Report, which is always my favorite website in the world that told me everything going on, and a former White House correspondent for the Washington Times. His new website, the Drudge, is not worth ever looking at ever again. Liberals bought it. They didn't tell anyone. They didn't make an announcement. Drudge sold out. And he betrayed us, and the site is now a liberal site. And Joseph Curl's created a new Drudge called offthepress.com, offthepress.com. And he's here with us right now. Joseph Curl, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Pretty good, Wayne. How are you?
Well, I mean, you know, in hearing that we've abandoned Americans, seven buses loaded with American women, all likely dead now, and I'm assuming raped to death. Gang raped to death, tortured, if it's true, and the dogs left on the tarmac? What kind of human beings are you dealing with? In America, who in the Biden administration makes calls like this?
Well, the bus story you mentioned, that's a very disturbing one. It's not getting a lot of play in mainstream media, but we know it's out there. They were in touch with people, and then they were suddenly not in touch. So that's a little frightening. But, yeah, I mean, it's alarming, too, that, you know, you have a general come out at the Pentagon today and say the war is over, everybody's out of and this has happened to Biden numerous times. You know, minutes later, after the Pentagon says everyone's out of Afghanistan, the White House turns around and says, yeah, well, there's like 300 to 500 there who want to get out, who aren't out. And then I was just watching Jen Psaki's press briefing, and she was like, you know, well, the Taliban tells us that we can get them out after the deadline, which is tomorrow. And then she added, like, you know, if we can trust the Taliban. And it's like, that's a big question. That's a big if. So, yeah, it's alarming what's happened. I mean, not only the loss of $85 billion worth of equipment and guns and Humvees and helicopters, but the way they pulled out is it's a debacle at this point.
It's a terrible thing. And, you know, as Trump said today, you saw President Trump put out a statement that you tell the Taliban we want our $85 billion back, and if you don't want to give the $85 billion worth of equipment back to us, then we're going to carpet bomb you. Bomb the hell out of them. Bomb them to hell. What's the matter with Biden? Is he a traitor? He's a traitor in the White House. He doesn't love America. He wants America to lose, obviously, Americans to die, dogs to die, working German shepherds who are by our men's side, saved our men and women's lives. You just leave them to die in the heat of starvation and thirst? Who would do such a thing and leave seven buses of women?
Yeah, I saw a great article today about the way the Russians, you know, remember the Russians spent a decade in Afghanistan, and, you know, there have been long been rumors that the Russians are behind Taliban and backing those guys in their fight against the U.S. But I just saw a story today about how the Russians left. I mean, they basically, they took all their equipment, and they, you know, they're contiguous on the continent, so they were able to drive all their tanks and Humvees and everything right back into Russia. But the main general, he was the last guy in Afghanistan, and he was at the back of the group of retreating soldiers. He was right there. So the moment they walked out, they took all their equipment and all their men, and they were gone. I mean, but that's also what Trump said, which is exactly the point. I mean, one big part of the problem is we apparently didn't train the Afghan army very well at all, because a lot of this equipment that's fallen into the Taliban's hands, we actually supplied to the Afghan army. So we didn't leave necessarily this all this stuff there. I mean, it struck me as bizarre. Like, well, how come we're leaving helicopters? They can just fly it out of the country. But actually, they were in the hands of the Afghan army. So when they fell, all this equipment just went over to the Taliban. But still, I mean, the way this has gone down with this absolute chaos at the airfield, and all these Americans who wanted to get there, and then they told them don't come here, and now it's this bizarre situation where we're going to have to rely on the Taliban to tell us what's happening over there, you know, or the White House, and at this point they're both equally uncredible to tell us things. So yeah, it's you know, the weirdest one last weird thing is, you know, day after tomorrow Biden's going to give a big speech, and the next day he's going to fly to California to campaign for Governor Newsom. So in his mind, we're all done with Afghanistan. But I think we're going to hear a lot of bad stories coming out of there over the next month.
Well, by the way, what I find interesting is the entire Friday and Saturday and Sunday morning, I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening to New Orleans? What's happening to New Orleans? What's happening to New Orleans? And then they were like, well, you have to wait. It's dark outside. We'll wait till Monday morning. They didn't really know anything. Really, the media doesn't know in the dark what's going on. And then you wake up Monday morning, and there's no news. There's almost nothing about New Orleans in the news. It's certainly not at the top of the news. I'm looking at your website. You've got interesting information. I didn't hear all day, unless you actively searched for it. But residents of New Orleans told not to return. Power grid shattered. 6 weeks in the dark? ? So, you know, it sounds like it's pretty horrible. It wasn't quite Katrina levels because the levees, I guess, held, so the whole city wasn't underwater. But if the power grid is shattered, 6 weeks in the dark, and that's an American city of 2 million, you would think there'd be a lot of stories in the news, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, you would. I mean, I guess part of the problem is the blackout there, and I guess that means, I don't know, you know, even networks and people that are down there are unable to get things out. I guess if the power's down, the internet's down, and you still have a phone and ways to get through places. But maybe, you know, the way everything's shut down, maybe it's all just a black hole right now. I think we'll start seeing, we saw a lot of pictures today, kind of drone pictures of the aftermath, but I think we'll start hearing the really devastating reports tomorrow and what's really going down on the ground there. Once it clears out a little bit and rescue personnel can get where they need to get to, then we'll see a lot more stories tomorrow.
I don't know. I mean, I know it's your website. I read you the headlines, so you've got those stories, but I'm looking at Fox News, so I'm not just blaming liberal media. Fox News has Afghanistan first story, Afghanistan second story, Afghanistan third story, Afghanistan fourth story, and then Jen Psaki in the fifth story, and I see Louisiana's like down below all of that. If this is really that bad and the power grid's destroyed, it's just like, you know what, that was this weekend. Time to move on to the next story. That's the media. It's the most amazing thing. They devour everything for a weekend, and then it's old news. They don't care anymore. It's just amazing to me. Amazing. The EU.
Yeah, that's been a big. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, on your site, there's a story that the EU, the European Union, is putting new travel restrictions on Americans, and that's one of your big headlines. And I wanted you to let everybody out there know what that's all about.
Well, yeah, that's the new ruling from the EU is that they will suspend, they call them non-essential personnel. So I guess you have to argue with somebody in all these various countries that you're essential to go someplace, but they're limiting any flow into Europe from America because of the outbreak again of the new variant, the Delta variant of COVID-19. So, you know, we've reopened to Europe and elsewhere over the last several months, but apparently we're about to start going down into back into worldwide lockdown.
I mean, what is Europe not having the Delta variant? Why are they saying Americans can't come to Europe? What about Europeans shouldn't come to America? Aren't they the ones with tons of Delta variant? Only we have it. Why are they pinning it on us?
Well, I think part of it's a little bit of retribution for what we did to Europe early on. And again, that was Trump making the call on China and Europe. You know, it was a good call. It still seems bizarre to me that we can't shut this thing down and keep it from traveling all around the world. That people would just, you know, sit still for a little bit and let this thing mellow out and sort of die out. The problem is we keep having people traveling all around the world who are infected and bringing all these different variants. There's a new variant now, a new strain in South Africa,
yeah, deadly.
Yeah, but much more powerful than the latest version. So that's, again, another problem. And what's happening, too, is the vaccine is really beginning to wane. I mean, they say after 6 or 8 months, it's down to 60%.
It wears out.
Yeah, and so then they do another booster, but it sounds like, you know, we might just be doing boosters. You know, I read a story the other day, like maybe for the rest of our lives.
Hey, Joseph, you know, just hold on. We'll get you on the other side of the break. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Lots more to talk about all the headlines on your site, offthepress.com. Offthepress.com. Joseph Curl, now the publisher and editor of offthepress.com. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. We'll be right back.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
I just can't believe they left the people behind and they left the dogs behind. I can't believe they left German Shepherds, the greatest German Shepherd I've ever had, Maverick. What an incredible dog, the most loving, the most fierce, the most protective. But dogs need us to survive. They left them on the tarmac inside their cages. They're going to die of thirst and starvation. They're going to die at the hands of the Taliban. They'll eat them. These are the dogs that protected our troops. Our troops loved them. They loved our troops. They were willing to die for our troops. He left them. Biden left them on the tarmac. Unbelievable. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then we'll get right back to Joseph Curl. I'm shaken. I'm never shaken by anything. I can't believe we left. Did we leave 7 busloads of women to be raped and murdered by the Taliban? Did we do that? Did we leave dogs on the tarmac to die? The working dogs that save our troops? Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I think I need some CBD right now. I'm just stressed out of my mind. I can't believe what's happened to our country. When you put horrible puppet, literally a sock puppet in charge of the country, and a ventriloquist must be talking through him, and the ventriloquists must be communists out to destroy America and everything I believe in. Sons of Liberty CBD, sponsor of this show. I love working out every day. I did my 60 minutes today. Some days I do 90. Today I did 60. I didn't have time. But I can tell you this much. I feel like $1 million because after I work out, I rub any area of my body that's sore with the CBD roll-on, and there is no soreness. That's it. It's gone. Or it never comes out in the first place. I know what area is going to be sore, and it isn't after I use the roll-on. It's the best quality CBD ever. It's not pot. CBD will not get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. It is real. It's mainstream and it works for my listeners only. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. 25% off every product, up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Get up to 25% off by using the code WAR15. Okay, so we're back with Joseph Curl, former editor of Drudge Report, former White House correspondent for the Washington Times. His new website is the conservative aggregator, offthepress.com. Good stuff. I'm looking at it now. Lots of great stories. Joseph, Israeli study shows natural immunity is 13 times stronger than any COVID vaccine.
Yeah, that's right. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that, was talked about at the beginning of all this. You know, I'm sure your listeners remember, first it was, what was it, 15 days to or 15 weeks or whatever it was to end the curve, you know, to stop the curve, the upward curve. And that just grew, obviously, to 15 months, and now we're still growing. But that's something that they talked about a lot at the beginning, was this whole notion of herd immunity, and it was going to be this combination of people who had had the virus and the vaccine that was going to cover a lot of other people. And then, so, you know, supposedly if we got to early numbers were 60-65%, so about two-thirds of Americans, if they had the antibodies, we'd start seeing this thing dropping and slowing down. But that started to change when we started to get to these Delta variants, or things like the variants like Delta. Now there's this other one in South Africa. So, you know, now Fauci and the other guys are saying it's more like 80-85%. You've got some other, you know, top immunologist guys who are saying we're just never going to get there. I mean, this is like now, in a lot of ways, like the influenza that's constantly changing and morphing and coming back every season. And there's three or four strains that are back every season. That's what they put in the flu vaccine is usually the three to five different strains that doctors think are probably going to pop up, you know, coming up in the flu season. So they'll put an injection together. Sometimes it's, you know, 90% accurate. Sometimes it's 20%. They don't know what's really going to spread and move around. But that's probably the direction we're going with COVID, is we're probably going to get a shot. You know, maybe they'll get to the same sort of situation as the flu. But the flu, again, is different from COVID-19 because it does die out a lot in warmer weather. So we may just be doing these boosters for at least the foreseeable future. You know, if it's 6 to 8 months, maybe that's what we'll do for a while.
Well, speak for yourself, Joseph. I'm never taking the vaccine, so I'm not taking a booster or the vaccine, so we may be doing nothing. I'm not doing anything, and I guarantee you 40% of America, at least, at a minimum. It may go down from 50, but it may go to 40, but I don't think it'll go much lower. 35-40% of America will never take this vaccine because we know how bad it is, and I want, you know, natural immunity. I've got natural immunity. No interest in the vaccine. Let's talk about some other topics here on the show. Oh, we just got a minute to go. God, it goes fast. You seem to think the lead headline from you, Joseph Curl, is the GOP likely to take the House in 2022 over the Biden Afghanistan debacle. I sure hope you're right. I think until the last minute, you've got to assume they're going to try and steal the election again and give us fake ballots and rig the election and use social media to upend a landslide victory for the GOP. It means nothing if you don't have control of the count of the ballots and the count of the votes. So I sure hope
well,
so,
that's
Joseph.
Right. Yeah, let's hope that the GOP learned its lesson in 2020. I mean, you know,
they're so dumb.
Battled
they're so dumb. You don't think they learned it, do you? They're so dumb. They're so weak. They're so feckless. Hey, Joe Willis, we got to go. We're up against a news break. Joseph Curl, the website's offthepress.com. Former editor of Drudge Report. You know how great that was. Now it's a wasteland. Go to offthepress.com. Thank you, Joseph.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.